I know the paper-thin nature of the future well. And she knows me like a mortician knows a corpse. If I shuffle a traditional tarot deck, I know the card I wish to appear when I make that first pull. I'm quoted multiple times by my friends as the one who will tell you, sometimes there is no other shoe when they're anxiously waiting for something bad to happen. But I'll be the first to cringe when something positive happens to me, or say it doesn't really matter, or that it's not important. I said already I have at least 10 decks of tarot and oracle. I've been reading cards for a decade, and that's because I never trust the future to be kind to me. When I look around at the state of things, I usually have to suppress the urge to hide under my bed with a bag of chips and never come out ever, ever again. It's hard to think of the next 12 months, imagining all the amazing things that could happen, or the awful things that could happen, and not be stymied by that. It's another reason I pull out the cards, and it's another reason that this year I dare myself to pull more than three. I dare myself to imagine that no matter how many I pull, maybe I will see sign after sign that things are going to be fine. Maybe even more than fine. The first card is what we call a jumper, leaping from my hands as I shuffle, making itself known quickly. The Star. If you believe the guidebook, this card brings about a renewed sense of hope and peace. It's a major arcana card, meaning it's not one of the suits, which are usually cups, wands, swords, and pentacles, and it's number 17 in that 21-card journey. I have always loved this card. In this deck, the Antique Anatomy deck, it is a skeletal hand surrounded by lilac flowers and vertebra, green leaves peeking between the fingers. It represents everything someone could hope for in a reading about the future. Good news, a sense of purpose, relaxation, satisfaction, and guiding others. I anxiously continue to shuffle. The next is a jumper as well, and I think to myself perhaps it has been too long since I have read with this deck, and maybe it has been itching to tell me something. I flip it over to find another card that people ache to see in a reading, the Ten of Cups. One of the most positive cards in the deck, literally multiple cups overflowing with everything and anything you could want. The card in this deck has 10 little elixir bottles placed evenly around the card, pink, purple, and blue lilies winding around them. It is comfort, harmony, having everything you need to be happy and to survive. I tell myself not to doubt it as I continue shuffling. The next I pull is another major arcana, the Hierophant, which is just a fancy word for teacher. I smile again. I have been, and continue to be, a teacher. I want to be a professor one day, so I have always had a soft spot for the card. This one is a large bone standing proud and vertical, while three smaller bones cross it horizontally. Blueberries and greenery seem to burst from within it. The guidebook advises that this card means I should not be afraid to ask for help from those in my life whose advice I value. But I am an intuitive reader in my heart, and I know what this means. I can't lose my teaching. It is a deep, integral part of myself and also my art. Perhaps it indicates a new teaching opportunity to come? Two more cards, unless I get the feeling I need more, I think to myself. I pull another card, a suit card this time, from Pentacles. The Queen, in fact. The factual side of my brain spits out that these cards are usually read as people, and in this case I think it's correct. It is not a signifier I often see for myself, but when I see it, I know that it's me. It shows my strengths, creativity, ambition, and empathy. But it also shows my flaws. Overthinking. Sternness, a little too willing to share an opinion where it isn't always wanted or needed. The card stares at me with blank, dark eyes, the skull looking ever upwards, surrounded by cobalt blue flowers. A reminder to keep looking up, but never to forget the ground. One last card. I tremble, picturing the cards I could still draw. The Tower, the worst, in my opinion. The Three of Swords, or almost any sword, really. Or perhaps the Moon, which is a symbol of dishonesty. I shuffle for a while until I feel the tingle in my hands and the urgency in my gut that tells me it's time to pull the last card. I almost laugh when I see another major arcana card appear. Strength. Ironically, often paired with the Star. The universe isn't always a subtle lady. In this deck, strength is a simple card, one thick leg bone on a diagonal with red flowers climbing up it. The guidebook says, sometimes the most effective form of power is quiet resolve. And as someone who gets more and more confrontational as I age, I grumble to myself a little. I think on the words usually associated with the card, confidence, courage, compassion, patience. And I realize the advice being given, especially as this is the last card and therefore represents the end of the next year. It means to look back on all you have and have not done, and take stock of what you want to do differently next time. To be patient with yourself and those around you, to know more good will happen if you just keep calm and keep working. The last sentence in the guidebook says, your ability is heightened at this time. I take a look at the reading as a whole. The Star and the Ten of Cups for the beginning of the year, the Hierophant and the Queen of Pentacles for the middle, and Strength for the end. Something that not all people know about tarot is that you have to look at the whole journey, the whole story that the cards are telling you. I fight with myself about it. You're biased, I think. You just want it to be good. Desperately, I attempt to remove myself from the equation and read it like I would read it for a stranger. So, the story of 2024 is this. Good news, or a good situation that results in happiness, security, and a sense of relaxation. This situation ends well, or leads to something else that produces a great sense of satisfaction and perhaps even a little monetary gain. Having a great support from your friends and family and treating them the same way in return. Perhaps a new opportunity as a teacher or guide of some kind. A period of self-reflection where you must be mindful to nurture your strengths and monitor your flaws. Ending with a period of confidence and courage, greater self-esteem, and a sense of being on the right path. Knowing you are worthy and knowing that great things are going to keep coming your way if you just trust yourself and work hard. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm not. But I really hope the 2024 the cards have shown me will come to pass. I think we could all use a good year.
I don't know as much about tarot as you do, but I know that people that do, I don't know, they feel like a really, I could stop and start over, but I'm going to keep going. I'll be real for a bit, because this seems to be the path we're going down. When you did that reading for me, I think it was like, it would have been 2022. Yeah, because we're in 2023. When you did that reading for me, that career one that just said, just be patient. You know, I'm like, not skeptical in the asshole way, but just in the sense that like, I don't lean towards, that's just not where I find my direction, which is totally okay that other people do. And it's really beautiful to hear all of the ways that that is giving direction. But it did end up being really true for 2023. You said just be patient. And I don't think I knew, well, I didn't know what that meant. And I was like, that's a bullshit reading, because that's just what everyone tells me. Not bullshit in that it was wrong, just bullshit of like, that's frustrating, because like, that's what everyone tells me all the time. Which, if you know me for 2 seconds, you could probably guess that. And yeah, no, sorry, just reflecting on this, it's interesting, because you told me to be patient, and I was like, fuck that. That just means wait, and maybe something will happen. And then, weirdly enough, I forgot about that. And then at the beginning of 2023, I deemed it the year of impatience. Holy shit, I made a circle. I deemed it the year of impatience, and I wrote out a plan for myself to have, like, a company. Like a Good Mythical Morning Mythical-esque, like, dropout college humor kind of company. I wrote this in January and was like, this is the year I'm gonna make this happen. And the plan was awful. It had no consideration for like how certain things would be done, but like it was a plan. And I had a plan. I wanted to do that. And then in February, I got offered a full-time position at the job I was at that would be writing And I abandoned the idea. Because it was too much, it was too hard, I didn't have time. Or I didn't feel like I was allowed to do that yet. I don't know, or like wasn't worthy of doing that yet. Or like I had to earn it. I didn't earn it yet. Which is bullshit. Wow, I didn't expect this to be like about me. And that, yeah, and then that, well, I got offered to apply and then ended up being offered the full-time position. And then had the full-time position adjusted and taken out of full-time. It was a whole weird process that lasted from February until, like, I guess now. Well, the process of kind of, of going back and forth and jobs changing and waiting lasted from February to September, October. So most of the year of me, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I like did this corporate thing for a bit, and I, you know, I'm still at the job, obviously, because like money. But I just had myself convinced that this would be this. I could just do this. This could be the thing. And then when I was shown, I have to be careful about how I say this, but like when I was shown that wasn't, for reasons, that wasn't where I wanted to go or maybe where I was meant to go, I started working towards the company again. And I don't even think I really realized that I had started off the year that way until just now, actually, like I had ended. So maybe there is something to the tarot thing that you're talking about and that you described, because I kind of had to be patient to get here. I didn't even know it. And I ended up exactly, it's like the universe put me in a place, but I didn't quite know what to do with it yet. And then it took me around in this roller coaster until I ended up right back in the same place that I was in, but more prepared this time, which is just really beautiful. It's probably been one of the most formative years of my life, and I think that's only going to continue in 2024. And I think maybe part of the magic of something like tarot cards isn't that they're telling us something, but they're bringing out what we so badly want to be true and want to be told. And so the magic is that they just make us feel the things we need to feel. I don't know if that means anything, but in the year of impatience, I feel like I've been very, very patient, and I guess I'm ready to kick some ass. So I wonder what the cards would have to say about that.
I don't know what the cards will say, I yell from the kitchen. It's a celebration of life event, so probably something horrifically cheesy or whatever. Holy shit, I made a circle, says Maury, clearly not having heard me at all. I poke my head out into the living room as Maury stands back to admire his work. I look over his shoulder at the mess on the floor, a literal circle composed of items from the past year. I see my crumpled resumes from all the interviews I tanked, the hair tie Maury kept from his ex. He claims it still smells like them. The sourdough starter I started and forgot about. And the tarot cards. The hobby both Maury and I thought we'd get into this year and, of course, abandoned immediately. What's all this stuff? I ask. New Year's is tomorrow, dude, and I'm so ready. We got to get rid of last year's horrific vibes, Maury explains. And how do you figure we do that? I ask, hands on my hips. One word, two syllables. Arson. Shut the fuck up, Maury. What do you know about arson? Dude, I've pulled all the stuff that's kept us down this year into a pile. It's time to, like, let that ish go once and for all. Maury pulls a box of matches from his pocket. May I remind you we are, indoors, I say, as I snatch them from his hands. I don't care. That's honestly the point. If this whole place goes up in flames, I don't care. I just want this year from hell to burn. Maury dramatically drops to his knees and curses the sky. I roll my eyes. Well, what about these tarot cards? You don't want to try to get back into them in the new year? Too much effort, Maury sulks. I bend down to the pile and pick up the cards. I reach into the deck and unceremoniously pull out a card. I look at my hand. I've pulled death. Great, I whisper under my breath. Hey, Maury, pick a card. I offer him the deck. Maury indulges me and pulls a card. It's the Lovers. Maury and I stare into each other's eyes for a beat too long. Is 2024 the year that we...
No, it couldn't be. Oh my God. Are we going to kiss? Maury steps a bit closer to me and then... Oh, ouch! They trip over the circle that they made on the floor. An old job resume is airborne and Maury sort of eats shit at the same time. I nervously laugh so as not to make it awkward, but the vibe isn't the same as it was 2 seconds ago. I help Maury up onto their feet, the Lover's card still clenched in my other hand. Their cheeks sort of turn into tomatoes, and it occurs to me that I've never seen Maury blush before. They sort of look a little cute, almost pretty, but they don't show emotions on their face ever. They're blurry. And when you see them, it's a little discreet in these moments, sort of like a Jenny Saville painting. I broke the circle, they say. And you broke the tarot card. I didn't even tell my hand to crumple it, but I guess it went rogue. I open my hand and the bent card neatly falls onto the kitchen floor. Sorry, I was just trying to find words. Come on, cut the tension? Maury asks. Yeah, cut the cheese. I mean, tension. You can cut it with a knife, Maury says. The tension? I ask. No, the cheese. I giggle. Now I'm the one who's flustered. It's so confusing to think about Maury in that way. I was clearly caught off guard, although I wasn't the one who just fell. So I started hoping that I can remember what we were just talking about. What are we burning down? I was thinking maybe we can start with the kitchen. I repeat myself, may I remind you that we are indoors? Hear me out, Maury defends. If we become arsonists, think of the insurance money we could get out of it. You know, no one thinks of burning down things as a full-time job, but maybe it could pay really well, in theory. Okay, I bite. So what will we do with all of our money? Maury starts monologuing with excitement now. Travel. Have you ever been to Bali? Me neither. I was thinking we could also buy a restaurant so we would never have to pay for dinner again. Actually, if we invest some of it now, we can easily save a ton for the future. And who knows, with just a few fires here and there. He keeps talking and I sort of just stand there nodding my head. Maybe 2024 is the year I travel. Maybe 2024 is the year I finally learn tarot cards. Maybe 2024 is the year I let Maury burn a fire in our kitchen. Without thinking, I leap forward, wrap my arms around his neck, close my eyes real tight, and plant a big fat kiss on Maury. We stay in stillness for a minute. I imagine his eyes are wide open and I can feel his jaw drop with my chin. Maury pulls away and takes a step back. Uh-oh. We stare at each other. Uh-oh. There's about one huge, long, juicy moment of silence where our eyes lock and the rest of the world is just absolutely still. And then just then, I let out the biggest fart I have ever popped in my entire life.
I start to plan. I start to really think about it. The old resume, obviously, will be the first thing to burn. Who needs it anymore if we're becoming professional arsonists? Then the broken tarot card, or maybe the whole deck. Your first deck is supposed to be a gift. This one wasn't, really. Is it okay to burn a tarot deck? I Google it, and the consensus on Reddit seems to be that it is. Then the postcards on the fridge. Who cares where I've been? I only want to think about where I'm going. Then the kitchen table, and then the kitchen itself, and then the whole house. If we don't take the leap and burn the whole house down, who's to say we'll ever leave? Sometimes you just need to give yourself a little push.